Hey guys, welcome back. This is Josh JCL Felto for The Writer's Lens, and today is technically episode 5, following up on my episode 4 for Rejection last week. If you were able to tune in, awesome. You got a lot of really good info on dealing with rejection when you're a writer, author, and a little bit of self-incrimination on my part from some early childhood stories about rejection. So if you haven't listened to it yet, please go check it out. It was last week's release. But this week is a little bit of a change in the norm. This week I'm not going to be covering anything too specific other than just giving a brief progress update as to how things are going outside of the podcast world and as far as being a writer. And one of the things that I've really been trying to accomplish this year was to finish a sequel for The Road to Mars. And it's coming along pretty well. And I'm happy to say that I'm about 3/4 of the way done with the manuscript. But unfortunately, the one thing that is not cool is that I'm not going to be able to submit this book in time for the annual TAS conference, otherwise known as the Author Zone. And the TAS conference was something that I attended last year on October 20th, 2016, which was to honor local and now nationwide self-published authors that had submitted their material for basically recognition and the chance to win first or second or third place in a wide range of different genres, ranging from science fiction to poetry to historical literature, etc. And it was held down in Pittsburgh last year. And my wife and I got to go, and it was a lot of fun. It was good. I ended up finishing in second place for science fiction. It was really cool. I was really looking forward to going back this year and submitting my sequel for The Road to Mars, but it just does not seem like that's going to be in the foreseeable future. So sorry to Anne-Marie, who founded the TAS Awards. I'm not going to be able to make it probably this year. If I somehow, by some stroke of amazing creative inspiration, I'm able to slam through about maybe 30 to 40,000 words over the next 2 weeks and I meet the deadline, then awesome. But that is not looking like it's going to be the case. So onward and upward we go. But I am very pleased with the progress on my sequel to The Road to Mars. The Shadow of Mars is the title of the sequel, and it's a book that I think when it comes to sequels, I always get frustrated with sequels that don't pick up right where the last one left off. Mine takes place about 10 years later, but it literally picks up right where I think the audience would expect it to after the ends of the first one. So clearly, I'm an extremely hypocritical writer and critiquer in that regard. Not going to give anything away, obviously. I encourage anybody who's listening to go check out the book. And that's all I got for The Shadow of Mars. But as far as other things that I got coming down the hopper, it would appear as though one thing that I did want to at least boast a little bit about with some shameless self-promotion would be the fact that back in March, I was interviewed by a gentleman by the name of Neil S. Haley, and he has a blog talk radio show where he interviews a lot of creative folks, people that are kind of either experts or going to be experts in their fields of expertise. And he interviews actors, actresses, entrepreneurs, engineers, but mostly it's people that are in the entertainment industry. And I got on a show. I was able to get on a show for a brief interview about 5 to 10 minutes. And one of the things that he'd asked me about was, you know, what are some of your plans for the future? And I said, well, you know, I'm writing this book. I'm writing a sequel to The Road to Mars. But I said, I also had aspirations of doing a podcast. And truthfully, back in March when I had said that in the interview, I had a few ideas, but I had no plan whatsoever. I had no plan about doing this podcast. I knew it sounded like a good idea at the time, and I let it simmer, and I let it sort of bake in my mind, the back of my head, and eventually came to the conclusion I really wanted to do it, and it felt like it was the right time, like I had said in earlier episodes. And I'm just here to kind of boast a little bit on the fact that I was able to do that. I was able to launch one and do it weekly, which to me is a huge, huge step in the right direction. Anytime as a creative person, if you can make some sort of progress or make some sort of jump into the future where you saw yourself going, but you weren't really sure how you were going to get there or when you were going to get there, it's a major, major moment to get wind in your sails. And I feel like I've accomplished that now over the last 5-6 weeks being able to do this podcast. So I just want to thank all you listeners out there that have been tuning in to this this kickoff series I've been doing in the Writer's Lens, and anybody that's really getting something out of it. Again, this is all for you guys, and as much as some people might think it's therapy for the writer, although it can be therapy for me to get things off my chest and talk about it over the air, it is also meant to be for anybody's benefit that is starting up their own creative projects and trying to find some inspiration. So again, thank you guys for being that support, and also just for tuning in and checking out all my work. So until next week, I know this one's a little bit short. It's going to be well under the 20, 25 minutes that I'm used to doing every week. But hey, there's a giant solar eclipse happening tomorrow. I guess that's kind of a big deal in our history. So be sure to check that out, but be safe with it. And I will for sure at least be checking it out on the airwaves of the internet to see what the rest of the world is going to be saying about it. But anyway, be safe, like I said. And I'll check in with you guys next week for another episode on the Writer's Lens, where I'll be talking about success and goal setting, which I think is a good setup after talking about some a little bit of progress that I wanted to discuss in this particular podcast. So, all right, guys, stay safe. I'll see you next week.